instant reaction podcast, HawkeyeNation.com. Andrew Downs here with you on an elite Saturday in the state of Iowa. Your Iowa Hawkeyes have defeated Colorado, really ran away with the game. 89-68, the final score. Wasn't as close as that score would indicate, believe it or not. And the Iowa Hawkeyes, for a second straight year, headed to the Elite Eight of the NCAA tournament. And oh, by the way, the team waiting for them is the team that beat them in the national championship a year ago. The matchup the entire country has been waiting to see, the LSU Tigers. First, we'll talk about this game, the game against Colorado, a rematch of last year's Sweet 16 game, which was a heck of a lot closer, a much better game. And I think coming into this game, I was like a 6 or 6.5 point favorite at tip. People thought Colorado was really going to give Iowa a run for its money, and you understand why. And Iowa hadn't played a great game in the NCAA tournament yet, had beaten Holy Cross and West Virginia, you know, ultimately by double digits, but certainly that West Virginia game got a little hairy down this stretch, and Iowa seemed tight. We hadn't seen a Caitlin Clark kind of signature great game in this tournament. Didn't get much help from her supporting cast in that game against West Virginia. Only 4 Hawkeyes scored. She was the only one with a 3. And it was like the exact opposite today. Now, she wasn't great from 3-point land. Caitlin wasn't. 3 of 11 on the day. Started like 1 for 7. But she did everything else, and when she knew her three-point wasn't falling, she got to the rim a bunch, had a lot of layups, and then when the defense would collapse on her there, she was just an incredible passer, as she always is, but it was on display on a different level in this game. 15 assists for Caitlin Clark, and what, at least 9 of them were like highlight level. Nobody else would have made that pass, even attempted that pass, type assists, and so just so much fun. I mean, God, we just have to soak this up while we have it. I mean, we're watching the greatest Hawkeye of all time. We're watching somebody who's so fun on a team that's so fun do things that, I mean, some of us probably never thought possible as Hawkeye fans. I just tweeted, you know, Monday, the biggest sporting event in the country Monday involves our Iowa Hawkeyes and the greatest Hawkeye of all time in Caitlin Clark. I mean, this is dream come true type stuff. Iowa is at the absolute center of women's basketball, of college sports, and really of sports in this country. And so much of it is because Caitlin Clark and the way she plays, but it's also this team around her and the fan support that we've all given her. Shout out to the fans in Albany. Holy cow. I saw a UCLA writer early in their game against LSU say 75% of this arena is Hawkeye fans. And that was, you know, during the LSU-USC or UCLA game, which was a great game, and we'll get to that again in a minute. But soak this up because, I mean, at best, we have 3 games left of Caitlin Clark. At worst, it ends Monday night, and we're never going to live through anything like this again. We'll never see anything quite like this again. And so I'm just trying to enjoy it and appreciate it, and man, what a fun day this was. After the nail-biting win in that second round against West Virginia, to have kind of a, you know, exhale, don't have to worry about it. Really, from halfway through the first quarter on, there was never a question whether I was going to win this game. Caitlin Clark, 29 points, 15 assists, 6 rebounds, had a steal, had a block. Did have 2 turnovers, but her first one wasn't until late in the game, you know, certainly late in the second half. And she just played so well. She was all over the place, and then she was finding teammates who were able to put the ball in the bucket. Teammates like Sydney Afalter, who had 15 points, 5 rebounds, a really good game from her. She was 6 of 6 from the field. 6 of 6 was Sydney Afalter. You're going to do well when you're getting that game out of her. You're going to do well when Gabby Marshall's hitting 4 threes, 4 or 5 from 3. She actually hit a 2-pointer, which is rare for her. Played great defense. She had 14 points. So good for her to see that ball go through the hoop a few times tonight. You're going to need that against LSU. She's going to need to be that player. Kate Martin with 14 points, 9 rebounds. She had a foul trouble early on, as did Caitlin Clark, but Lisa Bluter trusted her players to be out there even with a couple of fouls, and they all played really well in those circumstances. Hannah Stolke, 11 points, 10 rebounds, a double-double for Hannah. And just a really good game all around. You had a handful of players get points off the bench, but really it was the starting five who did the majority of the damage, and you understand why. I mean, that these are the five who got this team here, and these are the five who you're going to lean on moving forward. Let's look at a couple of team stats here before we jump ahead to this Elite Eight matchup. Iowa shot just under 54% on the day, and just over 40% from three. So 9 of 22, even though Caitlin Clark didn't have a great day from behind the arc, the rest of the team did. Caitlin was 3 of 11. Gabby Marshall, 4 of 5. Kate Martin, 2 of 4. And then a couple of misses by McCabe and Feuerbach. But when you're getting picked up by your teammates like that, it's great. Just 13 free throws for Iowa. Didn't need many more than that. 76% from the stripe. 43 rebounds to 34. And, you know, Colorado ended up with 16 offensive rebounds. I feel like they had like 12 in the first half. And that was kind of the one thing where you're like, they're getting too many chances here. And again, ultimately it didn't matter, because when Iowa's offense is clicking like this and they're going to score 90 points, it doesn't really matter. But did a much better job in the second half, the Hawkeyes did, of limiting that offensive glass for Colorado. And again, ultimately out-rebounding them by 9. 20 assists on 35 made baskets. That's not terrible. 7 steals for the Hawkeyes. Did have a bunch of turnovers, 19 of them. Gave up 14 points off those turnovers. Going to have to clean that up against a good LSU team. But again, how much of that was late in the game? I mean, things got sloppy. Colorado hit a bunch of threes late to kind of close the gap to, you know, 20 points rather than 30 points. It was kind of a 30-point game for much of the second half, it felt like. Iowa's biggest lead at 27, so that kind of falls right in line with that. I mean, there's not a whole lot to analyze about this game specifically. Again, a really, really nice win for the Hawkeyes, and just sets up a monster, monster game Monday night. So let's do the damn thing, right? I mean, you know, I understand there's some trepidation from people about playing LSU on a couple of different levels. One, that's a very good team, and they've proven they can beat Iowa, and they're going to be a really hard matchup for Iowa to play against. There's no question about it. I don't know that UCLA would have been a better matchup on court than LSU, but it was kind of 6-1 and a half dozen of the other. You're never going to get an easy game in the Elite Eight. You don't want easy games at this point. And that's kind of where I've moved into, is you want to play. Like, let's settle all family business, right? Like, we're not trying to dodge anybody. If Caitlin Clark is what we think she is, what we know her to be, if this team is capable of winning a national championship, of making another Final Four, let's put the biggest roadblocks in front of them that we can. I don't know if Iowa can beat LSU, but I want to see it. I don't know if Iowa can beat USC, but I want to see it. I want to see Caitlin versus Juju. I don't know if Iowa can beat South Carolina. That's the biggest question mark. I bet most people think they can't. Most people thought they couldn't last year. But I want to see it. Let's do this. There's no reason to be afraid of anybody. There's no reason to dodge anybody. We don't want any question marks. We don't want any asterisks. Let's play the best and beat the best. We are the best. We're in that company. We're in that stratosphere. This team is elite. This coaching staff, this program is at that level. So let's go out there and prove it. And then I get why, you know, some of the cultural stuff is going to be tough to deal with over the next 48 hours and beyond, depending on how that all goes, you know, on the court, off the court, the interactions. It's there's going to be some eye rolling. There's going to be some head scratching. There's going to be, I would stay off social media if you don't like. I mean, race is going to be an element. Class is going to be an element, right? Like how you handle yourself, the difference between Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and all of this stuff and looks. And again, it's just all of it is going to be a thing. Bottom line, it's impossible to turn away from. It's why I think Monday night's TV rating will be more than last year's national championship game. I think we'd be looking at over 11 million viewers on Monday night for this Iowa-LSU game. This is the game. This is the thing everybody wanted. It's what got everybody into it last year, and they've been waiting for it. A lot of people wanted it in the non-conference, and it didn't happen. when the bracketologist put this together, when the committee put this together, you can't tell me this wasn't what they were thinking. Hey, let's give Iowa and LSU a shot to play each other to go to a Final Four. Let's get this rematch. So embrace it, man. I mean, this is what you want. This is dream come true type stuff as a fan. You've got your greatest player of all time, who ever was and probably ever will be, the most iconic athlete that'll probably ever come through your school, on a team that's built for this moment, that's been here before, that's played this team before, that knows how to lose to this team, that hopefully knows, has an idea how to beat this team, who's been playing in front of sold-out crowds, hostile and friendly, for a full calendar year, who's had every eyeball on them, everywhere they go, everyone they meet. This is what it is. This is the moment. It feels like an Eminem song, right? You're going to capture it, or you're going to let it slip. Like, let's do this damn thing. I'm excited for it. You can hear it in my voice. I hope you are too. It's not going to be great. There's going to be things that suck, and if you lose, it's going to be terrible. There's no doubt about it. But it's going to be terrible if you lose to no matter who you lose to. It's going to suck when Caitlin Clark's career is over, no matter what. So screw it. Bring on LSU. Bring on Angel Reese and Kim Mulkey. Let's slay the dragon. Let's do the damn thing. Let's get to another Final Four. And what happens beyond that will happen. But I'm jacked for this, man. This is, again, I mean, this is what you want. You put yourself in this position. Now go do it. This is what they played all year for this game, for Monday night, 6:00. You know where I'll be. I know where you'll be. We'll have this covered from all angles at HawkeyeNation.com, as we always do. I'll be here Monday night, win or lose, with a podcast. And thank you for listening. And go Hawks!